From music to movies now. This week's new releases have a family focus, whether the family business is politics or comedy. To help you decide which film to take your family to this weekend, here is Slate's Ben Williams with our weekly critical digest, Summary Judgment.
Our first movie this week is Fahrenheit 9/11, Michael Moore's attack on President Bush in the Iraq War, now on wide release.
I couldn't believe that virtually no member of Congress had read the Patriot Act before voting on it. So I decided the only patriotic thing to do was for me to read it to them.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
The real problem with Fahrenheit 9/11, says Newsweek, is not the message, but the method. For every critic who, like the Village Voice, finds the film succinct and hilarious in making its points, as well as infuriating and tragic, there's another, like Salon, which wonders, should we really be holding up cheap shots, inference, and sloppy reporting as gateways to the truth? There's also skepticism about Fahrenheit 9/11's power to affect the election. Moore's enduring problem as a political artist is that he has never known how to change anyone's politics, says The New Yorker. Next up is The Notebook, an old-fashioned weepy told in flashback as an elderly man, played by James Garner, reads aloud to a woman with memory problems, played by Gina Rowlands. Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams are the young lovers.
What are you doing tonight?
What?
Or tomorrow night, or this weekend, whatever.
Why?
Why, our date.
What date?
The date that you agreed to?
No.
Yes, you did. You promised and you swore it.
Well, I guess that changed my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your sobbing, advises the Los Angeles Times. The Notebook is the kind of movie where wild storms always herald the onslaught of passion, and there's always an old piano in the rundown plantation house, just a-waiting for someone to come play it, chuckles the Miami Herald. Naturally, hard-bitten critics recoil. Rolling Stone calls The Notebook an open faucet of tear-jerking swill. But a small contingent holds that, though corny, the film is also absorbing, sweet, and powerfully acted, as the Chicago Tribune puts it. Our last film is White Chicks. In the latest Wayans Brothers comedy, Sean and Marlon don white-faced drag and go to the Hamptons.
Now, I want to speak to your supervisor. Better yet, I'm going to write a letter.
Miss, you are in big trouble.
Dear Mr. Royal Hampton, I am a white woman in
Ladies,
America.
Is there a problem here?
The timing of White Chicks couldn't be any better, says the Boston Globe. White girls' flaunty entitlement might be displacing hip-hop materialism as popular culture's number one attitude. But the film doesn't live up to its transgressive promise, complain critics. Soft-peddling the racial satire, it's actually a surprisingly standard drag comedy, says the San Francisco Chronicle. It's so derivative, according to the Washington Post, that it could be called Some Like It White. Even the cross-dressing in the movie is disappointing, says the New York Times. The Wayans brothers are emphatically marked as not gay, and prohibited from taking any surreptitious pleasure in their masquerade.
Ben Williams writes the Summary Judgment column for our partners at Slate Magazine Online.